So they, a lot of them ate over to my house on the meal plan. They couldn't do it legally. They paid through their boyfriend because they didn't like the cafeteria food. And I was their house mother, really, because they didn't have one. And so they'd come in the back door. My room was in the back of the house. And you'd come in the back door and come in, and then the dining room was over here. In other words, they could come back there and the boys wouldn't even know it. And they'd have upsets with their boyfriends, and they'd slip back there late at night to talk to me. So I had girls all the time, but I had no authority over them. They showed me their best side. They never let me see them drinking or anything like that. And it was entirely different. Now, when I get in the house with them, actually, they have keys. They come and go when they want to. They can stay out all night long. I have no say-so about that. Only their conduct while they're in the house. I have complete control over that. And I exert it, not to the extent that I make them uncomfortable. Or maybe they are. I don't know. I don't care. I know I'm not going to do it any different. But there's no drinking allowed in the house. All the meanness goes over. That's what boss me. But the kid, I can't imagine you with a bunch of girls. My goodness. I said, look, how stupid have I been all these years? All the meanness goes on in the fraternity house. I'm going over there and sit up like a lady with all the rest of the girls. I'd go be with this bunch of hoodlums.
The girls come in drunk and...
In my house? No, not with me. Not when we see him. Oh, it broke. Oh, I hope that little thing didn't get off of it. The girls will have a fit. It's gone.
Sorority ending?
No, it's my birthday. They gave it to me for my birthday. This year they gave. I feel it. Here it is. Sorry. See, it's just a little.
Fast.
I don't know. I think the little catch. It's just a tiny. I have to get them to put it on for me. I can't fasten it. Let me see what did happen to it. That other little tiny catch just broke. Well, I tell you, it's like I tell the girls, boys do kiss and tell, you know? And believe me, they tell. And they come in there and tell me things, and they say, well, Mother Gill, I can talk to you like I would never tell my mother. I said, gosh, I hope not. I hate for them to know.
What was they telling you?
All about their sex life, all about how they go about seducing these little girls. No. Well, you name it, they tell it.
She's just checking on Dan.
And with the girls, they don't tell you about the intimate details of their sex life, that's for sure. Well, the boys didn't either, actually, but they tell me about different girls they were sleeping with. And well, they'd get real upset when one would give them the old heave to. And I listen here. Let me see where that boy is now. In Valdosta, Georgia, Jimmy Bowden. Jimmy Bowden. He graduated from Emory with the highest honors. He went on to Johns Hopkins, graduated there with, they don't grade you know, as such, you just say high or low or good or bad or whatever, but one of the highest in his class. And they sent him somewhere to do research work, but all he ever wanted to do was really be a doctor in Valdosta, Georgia. Married a beautiful girl there, but, and had a big wedding and everything. I got an invitation, pictures of it.